Slug, One Big Beautiful Bill 6 months, CBO Economic Data. Headline, One Big Beautiful Bill at 6 months, what the economic data shows column, Liberty Economy content, type analysis. News, article schema analysis. Amuse, article story thread. Government spending and reform. Datelines on Washington, date, 2026-02-16 status, draft. One Big Beautiful Bill. At 6 months, what the economic data shows. Washington, 7 months after President Trump signed the into law on July 4, 2025, the largest fiscal package in a generation is beginning to flow through the American economy. The early returns show a genuine growth boost, but the nation's balance sheet is deteriorating faster than the economy is expanding. The Congressional Budget Office projects the law will add 0.9 percentage points to real GDP in 2026, its peak year of impact. At the same time, CBO estimates the law adds $4.1 trillion to the national debt over the next decade on a conventional scoring basis. If temporary provisions are eventually made permanent, that figure rises to $5.5 trillion, according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a nonpartisan organization that describes itself as committed to educating the public about issues with significant fiscal policy impact. The central tension for fiscal conservatives is straightforward. The tax relief is real, the growth is measurable, and the debt is growing faster than either. The growth picture, real but front-loaded third quarter 2025, GDP came in at 4.4% annualized growth, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. That figure reflected increases in consumer spending, exports, government spending, and investment. Imports, which are a subtraction in the calculation of GDP, decreased. Most individual tax provisions do not take full effect until 2026, meaning the strongest fiscal impulse lies ahead. CBO projects an average GDP increase of 0.5% over the 2025 to 2034 budget window, with effects peaking in 2026 and diminishing afterward as demand-side factors subside. The Tax Foundation, a policy research organization that describes itself as the world's leading independent tax policy nonprofit, projects a GDP trajectory of 0.4% in 2025, 0.8% in 2026, peaking at 1.2% in 2028, and stabilizing at a long-run increase of 0.7%. Not all analysts share that optimism beyond the near term. The Yale Budget Lab, an academic research center at Yale University, projects that by 2054, GDP will be nearly 3% smaller than it would have been without the bill. The mechanism, rising debt crowds out private investment, pushes interest rates higher, and reduces the capital stock available for productivity growth. Yale projects the 10-year Treasury yield will be 1.2 percentage points higher by 2054 as a consequence. RBC Economics warns of a barbell effect, noting that high-income households who receive the largest tax cuts are more likely to save or pay down debt than to spend, muting the consumer spending boost that drives GDP growth, what families actually see. Tax cuts by income level. About 85% of American households will receive a tax cut in 2026, according to the Tax Policy Center, the Urban Joint Venture. The average cut is $2,900 per household. The distribution, however, is heavily skewed. Households earning under $35,000 per year see an average cut of about $160, less than 1% of income. Middle-income households receive roughly $1,600 to $1,850, accounting for 13% of total benefits. Households in the 95th to 99th income percentile, those earning $46,000 to $1.1 million, see average cuts of $21,000, a 4.3% boost to after-tax income. Nearly 60% of all tax benefits flow to the top quintile of earners, those making over $217,000. The law makes permanent the 7 individual tax brackets from the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, ranging from 10% to 37%. It also delivers on several campaign trail promises: a tip income deduction of up to $25,000 per year, an overtime pay deduction of up to $12,500, and an additional $6,000 standard deduction for seniors. Each provision phases out for higher earners. The deduction cap rose from $1,000 to $4,000 for tax years 2025 through 2029. The Bipartisan Policy Center, a nonprofit organization that describes itself as combining the best ideas from both parties to promote health, security, and opportunity, notes the higher cap carries a significant revenue cost. The Tax Foundation found that only the top 20% of taxpayers meaningfully benefit, with the bottom 80% seeing no material gain from the change. The debt equation, growth versus borrowing. This is where the numbers demand honest accounting. On a conventional static basis, the law reduces federal tax revenue by $5.2 trillion over 10 years and increases spending by more than $500 billion for defense, border enforcement, and farm subsidies. It offsets those costs with $2.5 trillion in spending cuts and an estimated $1.5 to $3 trillion in tariff revenue, depending on whose projections are used. Dynamic scoring, which accounts for economic growth generated by the tax cuts, narrows the revenue loss. The Tax Foundation estimates growth pays for 16% of the tax cuts, reducing the revenue loss from $5.2 trillion to $4.3 trillion. CBO's dynamic estimate shows $85 billion in macroeconomic feedback over the budget window. But the Penn Budget Model, an academic research initiative at the University of Pennsylvania School, reaches the opposite conclusion. PWBM finds that dynamic scoring actually increases the cost by $130 to $410 billion because government borrowing crowds out private investment. That disagreement between models is significant. It reflects fundamentally different assumptions about how much additional federal debt constrains private sector growth. The American Action Forum, a center-right policy institute that describes itself as a next-generation policy institute, projects the FY2034 deficit will reach $3.0 trillion, or 7.1% of GDP. Total debt held by the public would reach $53.7 trillion, as written, rising to $54.5 trillion if temporary provisions are extended. As Federal Reserve Chair has stated, as cited by the think tank, the level of the debt is sustainable, but the path is not. Spending cuts and safety net changes. The law's $2.5 trillion in offsets come with real-world consequences that are beginning to materialize. Changes account for $911 billion in savings over 10 years, according to KFF, an independent health policy research organization. Work requirements alone save $326 billion, but subject 18.5 million people to new obligations each year. CBO estimates 1.7 million people will lose coverage by 2034, with the total uninsured population rising by 10 million. The uninsured rate is projected to climb by at least 3 percentage points in 34 states and the District of Columbia. Funding faces a $186 billion reduction over 10 years, a 20% cut that the institution, a nonprofit public policy organization, calls the largest reduction in the program's history. Work requirement ages rise to 64 from 54, and states must cover 75% of administrative costs beginning in FY 2027, up from 50%. Student loan reforms save nearly $300 billion by eliminating Grad PLUS loans and imposing a $2,575 lifetime borrowing cap. Clean energy credit phase outs from the Inflation Reduction Act generate $540 billion in savings, school choice, and conservative priorities. The law includes provisions that advance several long-standing conservative goals. The Education Freedom Tax Credit, the first federal school choice tax credit in American history, offers a dollar-for-dollar credit of up to $1,700 per year for contributions to qualified scholarship-granting organizations. The credit takes effect January 1, 2027, and 23 states have already opted in as of February 2026, with mostly Republican governors leading the way. Supporters argue the law represents a philosophical shift in federal revenue policy. Tariff revenue replaces a portion of income taxation with consumption taxation on imports, keeping more money in workers' paychecks while taxing foreign goods. the White House Council of Economic Advisers has projected GDP gains of up to 3.5% and wage increases of $11,600 per worker, though CBO and independent analysts have published considerably more modest estimates. The work requirements reflect a conservative view that able-bodied adults should contribute to their own support as a condition of receiving public benefits. The reforms extend the same principle. Kim's perspective: the tax relief for working families is welcome. Keeping the 2017 brackets permanent means millions avoid a tax increase, and the new deductions for tips, overtime, and seniors put real money back in people's hands. But are the tax cuts generating enough growth to pay for themselves? Early data says the growth boost is real, but the debt is growing faster. When CBO says growth covers a fraction of the cost and the debt trajectory hits 127% of GDP by 2034, fiscal conservatives have a responsibility to support tax relief and demand spending discipline at the same time.